It's Morning Edition from NHPR. It's been 6 months since allegations over bootlegging at New Hampshire liquor stores erupted in the news. Out-of-state customers purchasing large quantities of mostly Hennessy cognac, and all in cash, and then reselling that liquor in their home state. The IRS is paying close attention to the matter, and the state attorney general is continuing to investigate whether the Liquor Commission is adhering to financial reporting laws when it comes to these so-called bootleggers. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been reporting on this topic, and he joins us now to talk through a new development. It's a new development that's actually an old development.
Well said, Rick.
Okay, yeah. Well, Todd, you need to explain this. Remind us of the central allegation here.
Well, this story comes down to cash and whether or not these bootleggers who come to the state and buy pallet loads of liquor are skirting financial disclosure laws. So following 9/11, the IRS implemented new rules. When you buy something for more than $10,000 and you pay in cash, you are now required to fill out a disclosure form. And the intent is to crack down on money laundering, potential funding of terrorists, that sort of thing. And at New Hampshire liquor stores, this rule is in place. If you go in and buy $10,000 worth of Hennessy, pay in cash, they will make you fill out the form. But what's happening in New Hampshire is these bootleggers go from store to store to store. They never spend more than $10,000 in a single transaction, but, you know, over the course of a single day, spend far in excess of $10,000.
Okay, and in the eyes of the IRS, this is no good.
They frown upon this.
Okay.
Breaking up transactions into smaller transactions violates federal guidelines, and it also just raises questions about the source of this cash. Why would these bootleggers take such actions to avoid the attention of the IRS?
So has the Liquor Commission taken steps to try to stop this structuring of transactions from happening here?
No. In fact, it appears the commission has done the opposite. In November of 2011, leadership at the commission voted to make a small tweak to one of its policies. This didn't get much attention at the time. But the Liquor Commission essentially rolled back a requirement that cashiers at the state liquor stores need to make the call if customers are going from store to store in an attempt to avoid having to report the transactions to the IRS.
This happened back in 2011.
Correct.
And that, what was the result of this change in policy?
Well, there were a couple of immediate results that weren't public until now. The first is that sales of Hennessy cognac, the favorite product of bootleggers, in part because of just how much cheaper it is here versus in New York, sales of Hennessy doubled in the 12 months following the rule change. By 2015, it would be the state's top-selling product at liquor stores, and it still holds that title, and Hennessy is still central to the ongoing bootlegging questions. A second outcome post this rule change was just this surge in cash at state liquor stores. So much cash began flowing through the retail store in Nashua that a local bank branch manager contacted the commission with concerns. According to emails, the liquor store deposited $100,000 more in cash in a single week than was normal. And finally, the IRS, which has been attempting to get the state to take some sort of action on this topic since at least 2006, it launched what's been described as a lengthy investigation.
Okay, and what does the Liquor Commission have to say about all this, Todd?
Well, the commission says it is doing what is required by state law to do, and that is to maximize revenue. Liquor has long been an important source of funding for state government. It denies that it's violating any New Hampshire or federal laws, and it disagrees with the IRS about its interpretation of the rules surrounding this cash disclosure form. The state attorney general's office continues to investigate this topic, though it's worth mentioning the AG's office, in fact, worked with the commission on these policies surrounding cash purchases. And lastly, I'd like to mention that most sizes of Hennessy are on sale statewide right now through Labor Day, so it's a good time to stock up, right?
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. You can read Todd's complete story about this issue, by the way, online. It's at nhpr.org, and it's a pretty fascinating story. Todd, thanks.
Thank you, Rick.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.